This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former officials responsible for securing the U.S. Capitol testified Tuesday before Congress for the first time since the January 6th attack on the complex. The three officials blamed deficient intelligence for the failure to prevent what they characterized as a planned and coordinated insurrection by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stinger testified in the first of planned series of hearings on security and intelligence failures that may have led to the attack. The three Capitol security officials resigned immediately after the Capitol riot. They have each faced questions over the massive security breach. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer, and at least 140 police officers injured. Former officials testified that while they had prepared for a large protest at the Capitol and the possibility of violence, they had no intelligence indicating that the pro-Trump crowd would attempt a violent takeover of the seat of Congress. Officials from the FBI and the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security are testifying next week. U.S. President Joe Biden has weighed in on the long-running dispute between Serbia and Kosovo, with letters urging the two countries' leaders to normalize relations between based on mutual recognition. The letters represent a shift from the policy of former President Trump, whose administration had tried to set aside the nettlesome issue of recognition while urging economic cooperation as a way of building confidence between Serbia and its breakaway province. This is VOA News. Professional golfer Tiger Woods was involved in a serious car accident Tuesday, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The car reportedly rolled over, and California and Woods had to be extracted from the wreckage. Video footage of the crash scene showed a vehicle on its side in a ditch at the bottom of a hill with a badly damaged front end. Woods was taken to the Harvard UCLA Medical Center, where he was being treated for moderate to critical injuries, including compound fractures on at least one leg. The Los Angeles Times reported he also had a shattered ankle. The LA County Sheriff's Office said the golfer's injuries were non-life-threatening. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is supporting a call made by a key Chinese official for electoral reforms that would ensure the city's legislature is filled with pro-Beijing loyalists. The director of the Hong Kong and Macau offices or affairs office of the state council said Monday that the city could only be ruled by patriots, which he said excludes people he described as troublemakers. Lam told reporters Tuesday that she understands why officials in the central government are concerned, as they do not want the situation to deteriorate further in such a way that one country, two systems cannot be implemented. Uyghur rights groups are urging multinational corporations that have agreed to sponsor the Beijing Winter Olympics to boycott the games and use their platforms instead to educate the world about China's persecution of Uyghur Muslims. Uyghur activists are calling the 2022 event the Genocide Games, referencing China's harsh treatment of their ethnic minority. So far, none of the big-name sponsors has endorsed the Uyghur campaigners' calls for justice, but observers who spoke to VOA say that that's because companies have felt the political pressure. They say such pressure may build as the games draw closer. The 2022 Beijing Winter Games are slated to run from February 4th until February 20th of next year. And again, a professional golfer, Tiger Woods, involved in a serious car accident this Tuesday, according to the LA Times County Sheriff's Department. And the car reportedly rolled over in California. Woods had to be extracted from the wreckage. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.